Welcome to Mind Walk. Produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
This is the basis for peace. This is absolutely the basis for peace. And they couldn't tell the truth for 3 decades. This war in Ukraine resulted from a very bad idea of the United States taken in 1994. It's a project. The project was a project to expand NATO forever, anywhere. Just keep moving east. Keep moving not only to the first wave, which was the Prime Minister's country, Hungary, Czech Republic, and Slovakia, but then move eastward, closer to the former Soviet Union, into the former Soviet Union, surround Russia in the Black Sea region, go all the way to a little country in the South Caucasus, Georgia. It was mind-boggling. Clinton signed on to that in 1994. It became what we call the deep state project, meaning it didn't really matter who the president was. Each president would come and basically would be informed. NATO's moving eastward. You're part of that process. So Clinton started it in 1994. And as Prime Minister Orban said, he mentioned briefly, in 1990, on February 9th, 1990, in unequivocal, clear as can be terms, the United States had said to President Mikhail Gorbachev, NATO will not move 1 inch eastward. And if you have any doubt about it, all the documents are now online, available. You can scrutinize everything. Hans-Dietrich Genscher, the German foreign minister, said the same thing same day. He's on tape actually explaining, no, I don't just mean within Eastern Germany, I mean anywhere to the east. Clinton being Clinton, and the U.S. deep state being the U.S. deep state, started this project in 1994. They already had the idea, by the way, in 1991, 92, as soon as the Soviet Union ended. Aha, now we move. Now we move eastward. Now we control everything. Now we are the sole superpower. So this has gone on for 30 years. And each president got into it. Under George Bush Jr., 7 more countries were added: Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Slovakia, Slovenia, Bulgaria, and Romania in 2004. Then in 2007, President Putin said at the summit that's taking place right now, the Munich Security Summit, said, stop. You told us no expansion, not an eastward expansion, even an inch, you said. You've now done 10 countries. Stop. Perfectly reasonable. Stop. I don't think our president, Donald Trump, would much like to see China and Russia building their military bases up from Central America. You know, this was how the Russians saw this. Why are you coming to our border when you told us you weren't going to move? In 2002, the U.S. did something really, really, really destabilizing. And that is it unilaterally left the anti-ballistic missile treaty. That was a core strategy to stop a nuclear war between the two superpowers, because what ABM had done for 30 years was to say, we each have deterrence. You strike us, we can strike back. We'll limit our anti-ballistic missiles so that both sides maintain deterrence. In 2002, the United States unilaterally, unprovoked, walked out of ABM, said, no, we're not going to do it anymore. We're going to put anti-ballistic missile systems into Russia's bordering territories. The Russians said, are you kidding? The U.S. said, what's your problem? We do what we want. So in 2007, Putin said, stop already. In 2008, George Bush Jr. doubled down, as Americans typically do, and said, okay, now we're moving to Ukraine and to Georgia. That was why this war occurred. But Ukraine had one more sliver of life, and that was that they elected a president in 2010 that didn't want to be part of NATO. And the public didn't want to be part of NATO. Why? Because they knew this is very dangerous. Why get into this provocative situation? His name was Viktor Yanukovych. Americans don't like neutrality, but Yanukovych was trying to be neutral between the two sides, and the U.S. played a rather unfortunate role on February 22nd, 2014, in a violent overthrow of this person.
Upstart Radio.
That's when the war started, and it's been now 10 years, and no president has told the truth until yesterday, by the way. Yesterday is a historic day because a call took place between President Putin and President Trump. It was the first call. We don't know if there had been a short call beforehand between the two of them, but there was no call by Biden and Putin. 3 years, no call. And now there was a call. The American side was excellent. What President Trump said in the call was, we respect Russia. We hear Russia's concerns. We fought on the same side in World War II. Nice point, by the way. True. Russia lost, Soviet Union lost 27 million people in World War II and was an ally of the United States, a fact that wasn't mentioned for years and years and years by President Biden. The new defense secretary said yesterday the truth for the first time, that Ukraine is not going to join NATO. This is the basis for peace. This is absolutely the basis for peace. And they couldn't tell the truth for three decades. They could not admit what any of us knew, because I've been around this region for 36 years in detail. I sat with Boris Yeltsin. I sat with Mikhail Gorbachev. But the Americans would not tell the truth publicly until yesterday. It was a game. They thought they'd win the game. I don't know how many people here play or played in their childhood the game of Risk. The game of Risk was a big game for me. You wanted your piece on every part of the world map. That was the game. When you took over the whole world, world hegemony, we now call it, you won. They're playing that game until this administration. So the two most important, three important things have happened in my view in this administration so far. First, our new Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, told the fundamental truth. We are in a multipolar world. First time the sentence was uttered, he told the truth. What does it mean? The American mindset for 30 years was we run the show. Marco Rubio said, well, we don't run the show. We live with other powerful countries. Great start. Second and third were the two events yesterday. So I'm feeling about peace that this is really something that happened yesterday. A project of 30 years doesn't go down necessarily in one phone call or one statement by Secretary of Defense, but it's pretty important that it was said so publicly and so visibly.
So I just just got done watching Biden's farewell speech. Watching his speech is like the perfect summary of what the last 4 years has been like. Overabundance of gaslighting, lack of accountability, lies, finger pointing, and stumbling of words. And it's the reason why he is going to still go down as not only the one president who has had the longest career in politics, but the one president who managed to become a president after having the longest career in politics, but the worst president in the history of the United States of America. Literally. You took time to finally address the American people despite all of the chaotic shit that has been going on under your fucking watch, to finally address us in a farewell speech to warn us about the incoming administration. We've literally been watching you ruin our country. We're watching you send money overseas like every other week. We watched you ignore that we had drones that were floating over our country and you motherfuckers didn't do shit about it. Y'all ignored the shit. We watched you ignore that. We watched you fall asleep overseas in Africa. And then not only that, you gave them motherfuckers money while we still got people that are sleeping in tents out in North Carolina. We watched you be a poor fucking president. We watched you do this. We watched you. We watched you lie and say that you were going to do a peaceful transition of power. Meanwhile, shortly after that, you just completely just dropped the ball on everything that you said. You've just been frivolously spending fucking money and doing whatever the fuck you wanted to do. So we watched you do that. We watched you do that. You can sit here and say that the reason why there's cease and fire is because you said that. I've been trying to do that shit for months. Fucking president helped that shit out. You need to be saying thank you to him. That administration has caused more division, more chaos, more mental issues, more job loss, more homelessness, more frustration, more anger, more suicide. There has been more school shootings in our country under this administration. I'm gonna go to sleep well at night knowing that I did not vote for you. Not only the first time, but I didn't vote for your cackling hand of a vice president either. Good, bad. Sayonara.
They don't want to ban TikTok because they're afraid of the Chinese government. They want to ban it because they're afraid of the American people. It's important that people understand that, right? When they say it's a national security threat. The threat is you. There's an increased anti-American sentiment on the app. What that really means is an increase in criticism of the American power structure and corruption in the American government. It's not an increase in criticism of the concept of America. People aren't making hate videos about baseball and apple pie. That's not what's happening. This increasing criticism of the power structure is not the app, right? That's the users on it. That's the way people are using the platform. And it's important to note that most Americans consume content mostly from other Americans. So that's what they're really afraid of, right? They're afraid of Americans talking to other Americans on a platform that they can't seem to figure out how to control the narrative on. And this kind of criticism of the power structure is supposed to be there, right? It's a healthy part of any functional democracy. Really, it's what the media is supposed to be for. That's what they mean when they say that the media is the fourth branch of government. The media's role is to keep the people informed and to hold the people in power accountable. But when money corrupts politics, then the people with money are the people in power. And when those people also own the media, there is no accountability. accountability anymore. It's important we understand that any kind of system of power requires the participation and the obedience of the people it has power over. That's why controlling the narrative is so important, right? Controlling what people believe society is, or even reality is. That's the cornerstone of power. That's the most important part. The powers that be.
A tough game, no rules. Some you win, some you lose. Competition good for you. To die, to be free. They're the powers that be. They like a bomb-proof Cadillac, air-conditioned old tech, backseat gun rack, platinum hubcaps. They pick horses for courses. They're the market forces. They like order, makeup, limelight, power, game shows. Star Wars TV. They're the powers that be. If you see them come,
you better run. You better run. Hey. You better run on home. You better run. You better run. Run. You better run on home.
Radio.
I don't know how many people here play or played in their childhood the game of Risk. The game of Risk was a big game for me. You wanted your piece on every part of the world map. That was the game. When you took over the whole world, world hegemony, we now call it, you won. They're playing that game until this administration. So the two most important, three important things have happened, in my view, in this administration so far. First, our new Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, told the fundamental truth. We are in a multipolar world. First time the sentence was uttered, he told the truth. What does it mean? The American mindset for 30 years was we run the show. Marco Rubio said, well, we don't run the show. We live with other powerful countries. Great start. Second and third were the two events yesterday. So I'm feeling about peace that this is really something that happened yesterday. If they follow through, we know what Washington is like. There's every crazy idea swarming still. A project of 30 years doesn't go down necessarily in one phone call or one statement by Secretary of Defense, but it's pretty important that it was said so publicly and so visibly. And of course, Europe is in a tizzy because Europe signed on to the U.S. project. All these politicians in Europe are there where they are because they were part of the U.S. project. And now the U.S. is reversing its project. And you didn't tell us, and you didn't, what are we supposed to do? We're way out there. And so they're completely befuddled. And I have to say, I told them personally, many of these leaders, and I mean personally, one by one, for years, you are going to get trapped this way because this project doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. It's a game for the Americans, but it's life and death for the Russians. So it cannot be won by the American side. It's impossible. And I tried to tell them, and nobody in Europe either had the clarity or the guts to see it, except the person that preceded me in this seat, Prime Minister Orban, because he was completely clear about this from the first day. Now others are starting, but even till today, the Europeans can't get it because they're so deeply invested in something that makes no sense. They should have said, Russia's big, it lives near us, let's cooperate. That's how you do it. You know, yesterday was the most important day for peace in maybe decades, actually. This war in Ukraine resulted from a very bad idea of the United States taken in 1994. It's a project. The project was a project to expand NATO forever, anywhere. Just keep moving east. Keep moving not only to the first wave, which was the Prime Minister's country, Hungary, Czech Republic, and Slovakia, but then move eastward, closer to the former Soviet Union, into the former Soviet Union, surround Russia in the Black Sea region, go all the way to a little country in the South Caucasus, Georgia. It was mind-boggling.
Frighten myself with the thought.
my little ones burning. But oh, the tide is turning. Satellite buzzing through the endless night. Exclusive to moonshots and world title fights. Jesus Christ, imagine what it must be earning. Who is the strongest? Who is the best? Who holds the aces, the east or the west? This is the crap children are learning.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.